By the King, to the Reverend Father in God, Edmund, Bishop of London. Right Reverend Father, in God right trusty and right well beloved, we greet you well. And wherefore so much as we are advertised that amongst other disordered of our subjects at this present, there be divers of our city of London, and other places within your diocese, which be very negligent and forgetful of their duty to Almighty God, of whom all good things are to be looked for, and do assemble themselves very seldom, and few times then were heretofore accustomed to come to prayer and to the Holy Communion, being, document damaged, time when it were most needful with, document damaged, and unclear, to pray to our Heavenly Father, document damaged, and our succour whereof as we are be right sorry, document damaged, and so much there more that we do understand that through ye evil example, and the slackness of you in doing your duty, this of preaching and instructing the said people to do their duties, this offence to God is most generally committed. For where heretofore upon all principal feasts and such as, document damaged, called manis duplex, you yourself are, document damaged, to execute in person. See, document damaged, that we, by the advice of our whole parliament, have set a most godly and, unclear, order in our church in England and Ireland. Ye have very seldom, not never executed upon such or other days, to the contempt of us, our proceedings, and evil example of other. And it is also brought to our knowledge that divers as well in London as in other places of your diocese do frequent and have foreign rites of masses and such as be not allowed by the orders of our realm, and contempteth and forbeareth to praise and laud God, and pray not for his majesty after such rite and ceremony as is in this realm appointed and set out by our authority. Further, that adultery and fornication is maintained and, unclear, very openly and commonly in the said city of London and other places of your diocese, whereby the wrath of God is provoked against our people, of the which things you bring here to have admonished, yet hitherto hath made no redress as to the pastoral office and the authority and cure of a bishop doth appertain. Wherefore we, to whom the supreme rule and charge of the church doth appertain, document damaged, from us the, unclear, of, unclear, God by the advice of our most entirely beloved uncle, the Lord Protector, and the rest of our Privy Council, have thought it no less than most bounden duty to Almighty God and this our realm. Now at this present, and immediately to admonish, charge, and warn ye, that ye do most directly look unto the premises, and see them so reformed, that there may appear no, unclear, license, on that behalf upon such pain as by our laws, ecclesiastical and secular, temporal, we may inflict upon you, unto deprivation, or otherwise, as shall seem to us for the quality of the offence reasonable, the which, and to the extent you should the better see to the reformation of the said abuses, we have thought good to give you this instructions following. This passage should be copied by the clerk after the final sentence on this page. 1. And for to the extent ye may, at thus most dangerous time, look more nearly and better and diligently unto your charge to the reformation of them, our pleasure is that ye shall abide and keep residence in your house at London, there as in the city of, unclear, and principal place of your diocese, and none other, where for a certain time, until ye shall be otherwise licensed upon of us. This passage is marked to go before the previous paragraph. 1. We have heard also complaints that the St. Paul's Cathedral and other churches of London are of late much neglected, as well in reparation of document damaged, glass, as other buildings and ornaments, document damaged. Same then they were heretofore were that certain diverse and many persons in the city of Malice denied payment of their due tithes to their curates, whereby the curates are both, unclear, are so well able, not, unclear, and in, unclear, to do their duties again. The which thing also, our will and commandment, is ye shall diligently look unto them of late times ye have done, and so redress as appertains. 2 pages of instructions of what Bonner should address in his sermons followed.